This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado funeral home at the center of a massive investigation is gone. Crews finished tearing it down in Fremont County earlier than expected. Families who sent loved ones there are relieved, calling it a constant reminder of what happened. The building closed in October when 190 bodies were found abandoned and decomposing, some dating back to 2019. The owners remain in jail on federal charges on top of 260 counts in the state case.
It's sentencing day for an I-25 motorcyclist who made national headlines. He recorded himself racing from Colorado Springs to Denver in 20 minutes. The video went viral last year. Rendon Dintzman was arrested in his home state of Texas in February and extradited back to the state. The 32-year-old recently took a plea deal, which calls for 14 days in jail time served. He also is ordered to pay fines and have his license revoked.
A Colorado bill to allow safe injection sites for drug users is over for now. A Senate committee voted to postpone it indefinitely after also rejecting last year's version. Supporters argue this could save lives by lowering overdose deaths, while critics claim the site would become open-air drug markets and create more crime. Governor Polis was against the effort as well. He doesn't believe it's a constructive way to address substance abuse. Colorado schools are getting the green light to spend money. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth with more.
A new state law will reallocate $660 million. Districts can then use it as needed. Means they'll receive property tax money evenly throughout the year, not have to rely on saving it. For El Paso County, that's about $146 million. Lewis Palmer School District 38 in Monument already plans to expand its career and technical education with cybersecurity and AI programs. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
Now to Pueblo, the city council moving forward with plans to kickstart a new program. It's one that would pay homeless people to help clean up the city. Participants of the program will work alongside city employees and volunteers to complete cleanup projects. In return, the participants would be given a $50 gift card for about about 5 hours of work. Now city leaders hoped the new program in the works at Catholic Charities can do the same for others. If passed, on final presentation, the city would shell out $200,000 worth of ARPA funds to get the program up and running. You can learn more about this story by going to KRDO.com. The NBA playoffs continued Monday with a trio of games. In Denver, the reigning champion Denver Nuggets took down the Los Angeles Lakers 101-99. Jamal Murray knocked down the game-winning fadeaway jumper at the buzzer to help Denver jump up to a 2-0 series lead. The Cleveland Cavaliers picked up a 96-86 win over Orlando at Rocket Mortgage Field House at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks picked up a thrilling 104-101 win over the Philadelphia 76ers.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in two big cases today. More from Tammy Trujillo.
The first involves a man from El Salvador who was denied a visa to be with his wife, an American citizen, here in the U.S. He eventually learned he was rejected because an official saw his tattoos and suspected he might have a criminal background. He doesn't, but the decision to keep him out has held. The other case involves whether the National Labor Relations Board can order employers to rehire workers it says were fired without just cause. The case comes against the backdrop of Starbucks and a vicious fight against efforts to unionize employees across the country. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Spring severe weather season is coming, and Brighton's tornado siren system needs repairs. Our local officials say the fixes will come at a very steep cost. No exact monetary estimate has been released, and the city is working to narrow down what specific issues are causing the siren system to not function properly. Officials will then come up with a plan of action to address the issue.
And finally, a new study from the gambling website Casino.com has listed San Diego International Airport as the least wallet-friendly in the country among the busiest airports. The study is based on beer pricing, parking, and hotels. San Diego topped the list as the most expensive, with an average hotel stay, parking, and one pint of beer running $574. Denver International Airport came in number two, followed by Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport at number three. Research used menus from each airport, parking rates listed on the websites, and hotel accommodations from booking.com.
We're looking at partly cloudy skies here for your Tuesday afternoon. Temperature slightly cooler today, but still right at about average for this time of year. 62 Colorado Springs, 70 in Pueblo. As we head overnight, partly cloudy skies with morning lows down into the low and mid-40s. We will see a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms the next couple of days. Tomorrow, we're back into the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, and 80 for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.